Today's guest on Piano Jazz is Sicilian-born pianist-composer George Wallington. During his youth, George studied classical piano. While George was still a youngster, his family moved to the United States, where his musical preference evolved towards jazz. He became a part of New York's music scene in the 1940s and played with such greats as Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Jerry Mulligan, and Lionel Hampton. He stopped playing in bands and touring early in 1960, but then re-emerged in the public eye briefly and recorded several albums around the time of his coming on Piano Jazz. He passed away in 1993 at the age of 69. Marian McPartland was fortunate to have George Wallington as her guest in 1985. We now join them in conversation.
I'll say this, it's really wonderful that you're back here on the scene, but I'm wondering why you stayed away so long, or is that a big mystery?
Well, it's not a mystery. I sort of went to Florida and stayed there for a while, and but I was writing all along, and I've written quite a few compositions now, and I think I have something to say now.
Well, you always had something to say, boy. Years ago you were so prolific, both in your writing and you're playing. It seemed like you were all over New York. I was at the Hickory House, so you would be at the Composer Room with
right,
your trio.
Yeah.
And I was sort of in awe of you in those days, and very admiring, of course, as always. But it's such a kick that you're back on the scene, and even though you're still living in Florida, are you going to keep working now again as a musician?
Well, yes, I'm planning to do concerts and things like that.
Well, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. What do you want to try? Will you play something, one of the new things that you've been writing for us?
Yes, I have a new one called Soap Bubbles.
Great. Well, let's hear it then.
Okay.
Bubbles. Why'd you give it that title?
Oh, it's something that, I don't know, doesn't last long. It's just...
Well, that tune will last long. That's a good one. I was just thinking, you've written so many tunes over the years. Like one I used to like, Up Jump the Devil. I thought that was a cute tune. And I'm ashamed that I don't remember Morning Dew, because I used to play that all the time.
What I do now is I like love songs, for one thing, and I write a lot about life, you know, what it's all about. I try to say that, of course, music doesn't, you know, it's just a lot of feeling, but I try to get across that feeling if I can.
Well, Soap Bubbles, in other words, that shows the ephemeral part of life. You just, it's a little puff, and it floats away.
That's true, yeah.
Is that it?
That's the idea.
Well, that's great, the philosopher of the piano. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, I remember, I have to keep going back to my Hickory House days, and I know you were there, too, with Joe Marsala one time, weren't you?
Yes, at the Hickory House. That was a lot of fun. And
I'll bet it was. But you played with some great people, like early on, you were with Dizzy.
Oh, yes.
And
Charlie Parker.
Charlie Parker. Max Roach.
Yeah.
All those people. Well, how did you start in New York? What was your first gig? Do you recall who that was with?
Well, the first one was with Dizzy Gillespie at the Onyx Club. It's the first bebop group, I think, it was 1944.
My goodness. Where were you before then? Were you living in New York?
Well, I was traveling and playing. I played down the Village quite a bit, and different clubs at that time. McDoodle Doodle's Doll. I can't recall the name of it now. Some little tavern down there, though.
Oh, boy, weren't there a lot of them, though? Weren't they wonderful places to play, though? Oh, goodness, I really loved being around New York when I came. Well, when I came, I didn't come here from England until 1946. But there were so many places then that have disappeared, mm-hmm. which is kind of a shame. I loved playing in the Composer.
Oh, yes, that was very nice.
I was also thinking about your beginnings. I mean, you were born in Italy, weren't you?
Yes.
Changed your name from something I can't pronounce.
Yes, my name is Giacinto Figlia, and I was born in Palermo, Sicily.
And then you came over here as a small boy?
Yes, as a small boy.
And how did that get to be George Wallington?
Well, one of my best friends, we were very young, he just suggested that that's a good name professionally, and they used to call me that, like Wallington, and ever since then.
Is it true they called you Lord Wallington because of the way you dressed?
Is that true? That had something to do with it, I think.
Because you did look, you always were very snazzy and very sharp, and actually you still are. I mean, you look wonderful and very sartorially splendid, should I say. Well, how about some more music? I sit here and talk to you all day, but I'd love to hear you play more.
Yeah, well, there's a ballad I'd like to do. It's called Oh Foolish Leaf.
Oh Foolish Leaf. Now, that's a sort of provocative title, too.
Yeah.
Is that also a musical reflection on life?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's hear it. I'll try it now.
Goodness, that has interesting chord changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did you come on that? Did you write it down, or did it take you a while to write that? Or?
Well, I did write it down. It's on paper, but usually the things just come to me. Something, I don't know. You might call it an inspiration or some kind of thing. It just overpowers me, and I just sit down and it just comes like that.
That's probably the best way, because it just sounds so from the heart.
Yeah.
You know, it's a beautiful feeling. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of leaves in there. You know, I get all kinds of imagery in my mind, different kinds of leaves, autumn leaves and red maple leaves, and you know, it could really get me going from a tune like that. That's very pretty, George.
Thank you.
It's a far cry from some of the things you used to write, like Lemon Drop. Can you still play a little bit of that?
Yeah,
I
can still play a little of that. Let's see.
That was such a humorous tune.
That was
tune.
Very popular.
Oh, 1948.
Fantastic. Yeah.
With Woody's band?
Yes.
I mean, was he the first person to record that?
Yes. Yeah. No, I gave it to Alan Eager, I think, one time. We used to play together. And then Alan traveled with Chubby Jackson, I think, to Sweden, and it became very popular there. And then Woody heard about it.
Well, do you think we could attempt a duet on something, George?
Yeah.
Is this true? This is the first time you played two pianos with somebody?
Yeah, that is true.
Really? I hope that...
And I think it's going to be great.
I think it's going to
really
be fun. Now all I have to do is remember what key we had this tune in. One Kiss.
Yeah, I think...
In F.
Yeah, right.
I was hoping you were going to take another chorus. You ended that too soon for me. I never play that tune. That's a nice tune.
Yeah, I was waiting for you too, and but we got into it already.
Did you ever?
I thought it was fun.
Did you ever record that? Did you record that any time?
No, I haven't.
Well, I'm going to do a tune for you now. Is that okay?
Yeah, I wish you'd do, and I love the way you play now. I haven't heard you in a long time.
No, we actually, because I've heard you on records, but I mean, I haven't heard you play live since those days, and this is sort of exciting for me to have you here. So playing for you is going to be a little task. Anyway, this is a tune from the 30s, I believe, and it's called I Saw Stars.
Oh, great. Let's hear it.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.